20 Years on Czech and Slovak Squares is the name of a new exhibition of photos, posters, newspapers and other memorabilia documenting the 1993 split of Czechoslovakia and developments in both countries since. The venue, the Czech National Museum's new building, is wholly appropriate, as in the past it housed the Czechoslovak Federal Assembly. Among the guests at Tuesday's opening was Mikuláš Dzurinda, who as Prime Minister of Slovakia oversaw its accession to the European Union and NATO. In the very hall where deputies in 1992 voted to dissolve Czechoslovakia, Ian Willoughby asked him how he viewed the split today.
I would say that it was a sort of necessity because of our history and also because of development, I would say, since 1968. When the Czechoslovak Federation had been established. Speaking from the Slovak point of view, I would say that this time has been quite good for us, because the Slovak people needed to be more self-confident, believing that it is possible to manage our own issues by ourselves. And looking at economic figures, I can state that Slovakia is running fast. We were able to catch up with the Czech Republic, Poland and Hungary in the process of integration. And last but not least, only my country was able to fulfill all criteria which are needed to join Eurozone.
How would you view Czech-Slovak relations today?
Many, many politicians, but also, allow me to say, ordinary people, would answer that relations between the Slovaks and the Czechs have never been better than today they are. And I fully agree with this or such type of statement. Traveling to the Czech Republic, visiting not only Prague, but also Brno, Ostrava, Český Krumlov, many other places, I observe that the feeling, emotions of the Czechs is very, very positive towards the Slovaks. And also on the contrary.
You don't find that fewer people today speak Slovak in this part of the world?
Maybe young generation or people that are much younger than I am, maybe they have some difficulties to express their ideas in the Slovak language, but there is no doubt that they understand.
Do some Slovaks still regard Prague as, in some sense, the capital? There are a lot of jobs here. Also, it's good to study here if you're Slovak.
Yes, I think so. You mentioned some reasons why, for many Slovaks, the Prague is the capital. But I would say that emotionally for me as well, Prague is my home. I wouldn't say if I cross the boundary between Slovakia and the Czech Republic in Kuty or in Břeclav that I am, you know, a foreigner. My feeling is that, yes, this is a beautiful place, but also a part of my history or a part of my home. Don't tell it in Brussels, but if I would decide, the capital of the EU is the Czech Republic and Prague.
Former Slovak Prime Minister Mikuláš Dzurinda speaking to Ian Willoughby. After Prague, part of the exhibition 20 Years on Czech and Slovak Squares will travel to some 20 Czech centres around the world.